And it's postcard time, the time when we take a little look into things that are going on either in our own country overseas that Australians are involved with doing good things. And Hagar Cohen, our producer, jumped onto the other side of the glass and is ready to present. Hagar, what's up tonight?
That's right. Hello, Noel. Well, today, actually, we're staying in Australia. Very unusual for the postcard, but we decided to stay in Australia, actually in Sydney.
Very exotic.
Very exotic, I know.
But there has to be a reason. I'm sure there's a reason.
For some listeners in Tasmania or Perth, that might be very exotic.
Do you think they've got any interest in Sydney at all, really?
They should do. But we're getting closer to the much-anticipated APEC meeting in Sydney, and we've so far heard so many groups of people who are planning to make sure APEC leaders know that there's a lot of opposition to what they represent.
Oh, so this is a little bit of the colour and movement that's going on as the fence goes up across Sydney town and the leaders of the free world stay on one side and everybody on the other, that one.
You can put it that way, Noel, yes. But, yeah, we've certainly heard in the news a lot of opposition and you know, many people are going to try and make sure that our news this week are going to be very colourful.
Well, it's sort of part of the whole deal, isn't it? APEC leaders go somewhere, the protesters and rent-a-crowd Trotskyites all turn up on the other side of the fence and do whatever they do. That's what happens, isn't
it? That's right. It's a democracy.
But this is a protest with some purpose, is it?
That's right. Well, I don't know if they'd like to call it a protest. I try to ask. First, let me say that there's one group that organised a competing event, shall we say, and it's called APEC. So not APEC, APEC, to express their opposition to APEC. Now, it's not a protest. It's not even.
So what does the acronym stand for? APEC, how does that work?
Well, I'll leave it to Melville Fernandez, who's from Caritas Australia, and he is going to tell us exactly what APEC is all about.
It is APEC, APPEC, basically meaning Asia Pacific People for Environment and Community.
And what does it mean?
Basically, it's a broad coalition of community groups which is organizing a public forum and conference in Sydney under the banner of Asia Peoples for Environment and Community. And basically, APEC lacks democratic involvement and has always resisted formal engagement with civil society groups. This is basically an opportunity for the APEC group to express their views.
So it's almost a form of a protest, isn't it? A more civilized protest, if you like.
You can say it's more like a peaceful presentation of alternative ideas to APEC vision, not exactly a protest, but it's promoting some of our ideas and views, which probably we wish that the leaders would be able to hear what we are trying to communicate and also to tell them that we are watching, tell them if we have a point to make, and we will keep you accountable.
So what are your main concerns that aren't being addressed by APEC leaders?
Three main issues that I feel. First is the climate change, which is problems caused by rich countries, but poor countries are already paying the price for it. Like Australia and US have not signed the Kyoto Protocol, and amongst the most recalcitrant in this regard, for the most vulnerable in the world who are suffering climate change, rising seas, salinity, mangroves, fishing grounds, including the recent South Asia floods, which is in Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal and India.
Now, your professional work is in agriculture, isn't it?
I can say I'm a generalist. I started accidentally, basically, there was the cyclone and floods that affected South India, and I got involved in it in relief activities, and it so happened. I took an interest, I went on voluntarily, and then continued that as my career.
What is your presentation going to talk about? Is it agriculture, sustainability, or...?
Basically, the title of my presentation will be on APEC, What About the Poor? Just trying to bring in issues pertaining to human rights and also environment, sustainable agriculture, and also the rights of the farmers, which is one of the strong areas that we have been focusing over the years. We have been advocating since 1995. We have been having conferences for the farmers for the last 11 years, and it has been very successful in the sense there have been farmers who are quite awakened, quite educated, and are real leaders now promoting the idea of sustainable agriculture, organic farming practices, and also very conscious about the seed right issues, exploitation by the multinationals, and also the lack of proper legislation with respect to government. So it is very interesting to see the manner in which these farmers themselves, the communities. So I think we have got a lot to learn from the farmers who are quite talented with traditional knowledge practices.
And many of them are very poor as well, aren't they?
Most of the people who we work are the poorest of the poor. And that is the main criteria in which we address most of the people.
What would be your main message regarding poor farmers from South Asia that you'd like APEC leaders to address or at least consider?
Many of the farmers know that there have been changes, particularly some of the traditional farmers who still stick to some of their areas and practices. They find there have been tremendous change, which they feel is probably because of the effect of many of the multinationals. One of the recent cry by the farmers, particularly in India, as many of the most of the world knows, there are farmers committing suicide in India, and that's been terrible. It is very pathetic. I visited families, I visited homes where the heads of the households have committed suicide, and leaving poor widows with huge 4 or 5 children in very terrible circumstances, which has made them helpless. They have no other alternate means. So a good part of them blame many of the multinationals who come, occupy large fertile soils by displacing them. One example is the Coca-Cola, which is a common story which I shared. They select prime lands in India, have their factories, people are displaced. By displacement, they're not given proper alternate lands. They're displaced, and if they're given alternate lands, it's in some dry area where they have no means of cultivating any proper crops. So a lot of complicated problems, which unfortunately is not realized by the APEC. And that's what we are trying to see. APEC should not just focus only on the economic aspect. They should realize poverty constitutes health, education, culture, various other dimensions.
And thanks to Hagar Cohen there, who was speaking with Melville Fernandez from Caritas Australia and Caritas's project in trying to raise some awareness of some of the global issues that they would like drawn to the attention of APEC leaders.